broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
As I mentioned in my intro, we had the Office of the Tax Ombud releasing their annual report, and they had a busy financial year. Its contact center received 17,014 contacts. Over 12,000 of those were related to queries, and over 4,000 were related to complaints. And this was an increase of about 13.2% compared to the previous year. And queries and complaints also increased by 12% and 16% respectively. But to take us through the year that was for the Office of the Tax Ombud, we are joined by Professor Thabo Lekgwala, who is the CEO at the Office of the Tax Ombud. Prof, thank you so much for your time. I mean, let's review the period. I mean, I mentioned to the listeners that it was very busy for your contact center, but you also saw a rise in queries and complaints. Let's talk about the complaints, because that's what caught my attention. What was driving this rise in the complaints?
Yeah, good evening to you and to your listeners. And we really appreciate this opportunity to share with you the good news that we have in our office. You know, since our office was created, we took pride in the fact that we resolve complaints that taxpayers have against the South African Revenue Service. And when we see an increase in the complaints that we receive, we attribute that a lot to the availability of our office to the taxpayers, and people tend getting to know about our office. Now, the increase that you talked about talks to a lot of complaints that we received with regards to, let me start talking about refunds, for example. Refunds are very important to the South African taxpayer public. If you've got a business and you expect a refund from the South African Revenue Service and you don't receive it, sometimes that might just lead to the demise of your business. So refunds being one of the major issues that we deal with, we have managed to assist taxpayers with receiving refunds. I mean, like the top 10 refunds that we facilitated with the tax authority amount to just about 180 million rands. And you can imagine how our small businesses and the economy would be without that money back in. But then also other complaints relate to issues like the issuance of tax clearance certificates. It relates to delays in complaints resolution and things like that. And I think that we have assisted a lot of our taxpayers to be able to continue with their businesses and their lives as they should. Yeah.
The one thing you note in your report is that, yes, you are receiving numerous complaints about the delayed payment of refunds, but you mentioned that it's indicating a persistent issue that should be resolved with SARS. What's the interaction when it comes to the SARS side between yourselves as the tax ombuds in making sure that whatever issues that are on the other side are being taken care of? I mean, you mentioned it's a persistent issue here.
Absolutely. See, the thing with that is, fortunately, the law allows us to, when we receive numerous complaints of the same kind, the law allows us to actually instigate what we call systemic investigations, where we say, a lot of taxpayers are complaining about the same thing. Why don't we do a broader investigation to see what the cause of this could be and how we could help our taxpayers. So in that regard, we initiated a systemic investigation where we look at SARS systems and why is it that so many taxpayers are encountering the same problem. We issued a report. We shared it with SARS and the Minister of Finance, and we in constant conversations with SARS to ensure that these refunds are not delayed, for example. And to be honest with you, I think that we've made good headway in that there's improvement. But we're monitoring that, and I can tell you that the outcomes are positive. Yeah.
What are the other issues that are out there that you describe in the report as systemic issues?
So systemic, some of the systemic issues would be about, think about finality. I always like giving an example about the right of taxpayers to finality. You want your tax matters to be finalized. And if SARS is going to delay in resolving whatever issues you may have, I mean, think about our tax system as a system which is interactive. Taxpayers fill in their tax returns. There might be disagreements with the SARS, and then there would be a dispute. If the SARS takes forever to resolve that dispute, it becomes a problem for the taxpayer. And as I mentioned earlier, sometimes you need a tax clearance certificate to continue with your business. And the delay in the resolution of the dispute might actually result in you not being able to be efficient in your business. So that is one of the issues that we've had. So those delays with, and there are also other delays in relation to keeping to the time frames which are prescribed by law. Knowing that the SARS is a creature of statute, they need to, whatever they do, keep to the legal limits, whatever the dates are or the days are that they need to comply with. So those are some of the other issues that we have dealt with. Thanks. Yeah.
You mentioned that you remain concerned about the high number of complaints that are rejected, which for you, you say, yes, it's great taxpayers are aware of our services, but they don't understand our mandate and our processes and when to contact the Office of the Tax Ombud. Talk to me about that mandate and when should a taxpayer be contacting you?
Very interesting question. The thing with us is that we are not there to replace the SARS or the SARS systems or how they deal with their complaints. So what our mandate allows us to do is we review and resolve complaints that taxpayers have against the SARS that relate to service, procedural, or administrative matters. So that is what we deal with. We cannot deal with other issues like policy issues or legislative amendments or issues that are subject to appeal and review. But what concerns us is that taxpayers do not understand very well when to come to our office. And they can only come to our office if they have exhausted the SARS's complaints management systems. SARS has a complaints management office that actually deals with complaints within the SARS. And it is only when a taxpayer has actually exhausted those and could not find resolution to their problem that they should come to us, unless they've got compelling circumstances. And an issue of compelling circumstances is important because sometimes the taxpayer just does not have time. If you need to pay your employees on the 25th of the month, and your matter with the SARS is not resolved by a time when you think that you will be able to pay, you won't receive your refund by then, what happens is that we allow you to come to our office without going through the SARS's complaints management process. So we don't like rejecting complaints, but the law obliges us to wait until the taxpayer has exhausted or has actually complained with the SARS, or they have those compelling circumstances. I hope that makes sense, right?
It makes a lot of sense. As we wrap up the interview, when you look at the high number of complaints that are rejected and you analyze the reasons they are rejected, is there a common thread or theme that you're picking up here?
So the nice thing about that is failure to exhaust, failure to complain with the SARS first is the biggest reason why we reject complaints, because taxpayers just think, I've got a problem with SARS, let me go to the tax ombud, without complaining with the SARS first. That is the biggest thing. But the nice thing about it is that now we're seeing lesser and lesser cases that we reject, and lesser and lesser cases that we reject for that reason. And therefore, I think that with the awareness campaigns that we've made over the years, we have made good headway. We're able to provide service to. We also, I must say that, review constantly our assessment of the cases that come to us. Sometimes we realize that this taxpayer would not have known that you can complain against the SARS because everybody's scared of the SARS. So taxpayers sometimes think that they cannot complain against the SARS, therefore they do not complain to the SARS. When they come to us, we acknowledge that. We look at the circumstances, and sometimes we do accept matters where taxpayers have not complained, perhaps due to the fact that they do not understand the law, they do not understand the processes, and we assist that. Remembering that what we are an office that wants to provide service to the taxpayers and improve the tax administration of the country.
Prof, thank you so much for your time. That is Prof Thabo Lekgwaela, who is the CEO at the Office of the Tax Ombud.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.